This is the Talking Pictures podcast presented by the Film and Photography Society at UCLA. Today we'll be talking about release schedules of TV episodes, specifically how Netflix sort of revolutionized this idea of binging episodes by dropping episodes of a season all at once, and how that compares and contrasts, and the pros and cons of the drop/binging model versus the weekly releases that has been historically been the case. But first, a brief introduction of our hosts, their areas of interest within the film industry, and their opinion about whether or not cereal is a soup.
Hi, I'm Megha. I'm a second-year linguistics and computer science major, and my areas of interest within the film industry are mainly production side stuff, camera work, sound design, things like that. And I think cereal is a soup because I have spent too much time defending that position.
Hi, I'm Phoebe. I'm a second year pure math major and philosophy minor, and I'm interested in film production, lighting and cinematography, and film analysis. And I personally think cereal is a soup because, I mean, why wouldn't it be? I don't see the arguments against it. With that being said, let's talk about the topic of the episode, which is release schedules, I guess, of TV shows. We have not figured out a better way of phrasing the debate, I guess, because it's actually really interesting because there's actually two sides to the debate. There's like one side, which is like the production side and how whether you drop the season all at once and whether you release week by week affects how the show gets filmed and like written and whatnot. And then there's a side of audience enjoyment and how the audience deals with it after it gets released, for lack of a better word.
Yeah, so, that's right, yeah.
I think there's two very different perspectives you can take on this topic. So it's really hard to also, and I feel like they are two different discussions at the same time, so I feel like it's difficult to, you know, like, make it concise and, like, a four-word title.
But by the time you listen to this, actually, it's going to be a really fun, quirky, really good title. It's going to be a great title.
So actually, Megha, you suggested this idea when you were coming up with episode ideas. So do you want to put in your two cents first?
Yeah, so, personally, I find it very interesting, actually, because I enjoy both ways of consuming like a show, but I do find that like certain shows are just better if they're binged versus certain shows are just better if they're watched weekly. So it's like very interesting to see like the shift in the way that shows are like made, not like production wise, but like in like plot and story wise, when thinking about like versus like binging versus weekly drops. And personally, I think, in my like very subjective opinion, I think I actually like weekly drops a little bit better, which is like very hypocritical of me a little bit, because I binge shows all the time. So it's kind of hypocritical of me to say that, but I think I do enjoy shows more when they're weekly, just because I feel like having time to sit on like shows, especially if they're like plot heavy or like very complex, like relationships wise and stuff like that, I think having time to sit on shows is really nice. But I do see like the merits in like a binging type of show where it's like things are really quick and maybe they're not as complex. So it's like easier to kind of like run through them, and it's like very like indulgent. So.
Yeah. I think I mostly agree with you. I tend to enjoy watching things week by week, but I also think the week by week format, like, I think specifically for the audience, the week-by-week format allows more discussion between episodes. I think it creates a environment, for lack of a better word, that allows discussion of what happens specifically in one episode and allows people to maybe discuss more in-depth decisions made in a certain episode, where I think where episodes or seasons that get dropped all at once and you're watching like 8 episodes at once, you sort of lack, not necessarily the ability, but you lack the amount of time to actually, not motivation, you just lack the time to like really think and think of an, think on an episode. That's the preposition. You lack the time to think on the episode and the story and whatever else is happening in it. And eventually the talking points essentially become like, oh my gosh, wasn't the twist at the end crazy?
Yeah.
I think you saw this a lot with Squid Game, right? Where I like had no idea what the middle was, but I knew there was a twist at the end. And so you basically watch for the ending at some point.
Yeah.
Maybe.
And like,
at least that was my experience.
And like, okay, Squid Game is like kind of a good example because like, in my opinion, I'm like, I would have, and like, that's kind of, I think it did drop weekly. I just didn't catch up to it.
It got popular after it all released, I believe.
Right? So, that's what I thought. But I think I would have really, really enjoyed it if I had watched it weekly because like, it is like a really complex kind of show and it's like stories. It's a story that like, at least I haven't really, like that type of story I haven't really engaged with. So, I think I would have really enjoyed it had it been weekly, but because it's like binging, like I find that I can't watch the episodes one after another. And I think that's just a me thing, but because of that, and then because I also know that there's like a twist at the end, it like feels kind of like ridiculous to watch it now.
Some stories I think benefit from sitting on what is happening in a specific episode, especially when the show has so many complex themes and intricate ideas they're trying to convey, like Squid Game. Squid Game sort of got swept up and like it became super popular, and then not no one but I think a lot of the critiques of capitalism or just the messages in general sort of got lost in the fad of it all.
And I will say, like, it is a, like, I feel like it's something to mention, even though I don't know how much, like, it really affects things. But, like, binging shows, in my experience, especially with, like, these, like, really hype shows, like Squid Game or, like, The Witcher Season 2 when that dropped, it kind of, like, does, it kind of, like, has this effect, at least for me. And I know other people who have said similar things, where, like, if you don't get to the show within, like, I don't know, the first few months of it being out, like, it feels kind of, like, not worthless, but it feels kind of like redundant to watch it because you've already heard so much about it that it like, it doesn't feel as like, I don't know. It doesn't feel as like current. So it like feels kind of like in the past, like you don't really want to watch it anymore because it's not like new or like the thing, like people aren't talking about it anymore or things like that. I don't know what I'm trying to say, but.
No, definitely. It's like most people have talked about it. So it sort of feels like, why would I start picking up now? Like, I don't think anyone's I shouldn't say that. I think very few people now are picking up Stranger Things, for instance, right? Like, they're 4 or 5 seasons in. No one's being like, oh, like, I should start from the very beginning and, like, start from the anew when there's so many seasons in that, like, any discussion you would have of the first couple of seasons. Or actually, that's even a good point. Like, even if you do get into Stranger Things because of the new season, you're not really watching it to discuss the first seasons that have already come out. You're doing it so you can talk about the newest season.
Yeah.
So it's like, it sort of puts discussion of a show on pause until like the next season because there's no point in talking about it because everyone's already talked about it.
Yeah.
And it's, I think, also like, hard.
My favorite genre of show, which is like the most like, it's older now because of weekly, because of the like prevalency of like binging shows, which is like, I really like procedurals. It's just a thing. I really like them. I like the idea that like a show has the same format every episode, but like things in the background continually change. Like the story isn't the episode, but the story is like the whole background arc. And I think it's like a really interesting type of show to watch. And they're my favorite shows. But I feel like because of binging, they haven't, like, there haven't been a lot of new ones. And the new ones are generally on network cable shows because they're weekly still. Because like, I mean, and I agree, like, I don't really like binging procedural shows because it's like, well, it's this, like, essentially it's the same story, but you don't get any time to like sit on like the character relationships and like that whole, like the whole story as a whole, rather than just like the actual plot of the episode.
Yeah, I think there's also a trend of TV shows becoming shorter and shorter. So instead of having seasons of 22 episodes, they now have seasons of like 6 or 8 or 10 or 12, which isn't necessarily a bad thing. And I think it also helps with, you can be more intentional with what you, with the few episodes you do have. But yeah, I think it also puts a damper on procedurals or like sitcoms, for instance, because those used to be recorded like while they were airing, and they're being written while they were airing. And it's a lot of sitting and growing with a TV show that you don't necessarily have anymore. I read an essay once, and the author described TV as something that is both slow and fast, in the sense that you can grow up with a TV show. And if, like, for like when Friends was coming out, people lived with that show for 10 years.
Yeah.
It came out every year at a certain time for 10 years, and you would watch the new episodes week by week.
Yeah.
But we don't quite have that anymore. You don't really grow up with a TV show. You just, I guess you grow up with the Marvel Cinematic Universe, but
you don't. And is the Marvel Cinematic Universe a TV show? That's a question for another podcast episode.
But it is a thing where you can grow up with a TV show when it's released weekly, and there are so many more episodes of it that we are sort of lacking now. And I do think,
like, really, like I feel like with like older TV shows and stuff, like people, even like in like, even people who are like younger than us, and like as far as like Friends goes and stuff, like they like have like this like connection to like the characters, not even it's like a parasocial relationship or anything like that, but like there's like this nostalgia about the characters that like you don't really like feel for like a lot of other like binged shows that people are like, at least shows that people generally binge, if that makes sense. I don't know what I'm trying to say.
No, that makes sense. I think a lot of shows that get dropped all at once do have a effect where they become very popular for an amount of time, not even a short amount of time, just an amount of time, and they sort of just fade from relevancy. Tiger King season 2 came out to pretty much very little fanfare, to the point that I think I found out about season 2 through an article that was like, no one's talking about season 2. And I was like, there was a season 2? Like, I didn't know this was something to talk about. Or even The Queen's Gambit, which was a really good TV show. It came out, it was really popular. It revitalized the chess community and scene in a sense that it brought it more mainstream. And then it sort of died, I guess. Like, I don't hear people talking about chess as often. I don't see people talking about that show anymore.
Yeah.
I think it's interesting. I do think the trend of dropping and binging TV shows is becoming less popular. Netflix is now.
Like, I see more and more like weekly binges again, just because. And I think there's something to be said about like production companies where it's like the whole thing of like, well, weekly is hard because, I mean, the trend is in general, at least as far as I've seen for cable shows and stuff, where like people come for the first few episodes and they kind of drop off because like it is hard to get someone to sit and like watch a show every week, because if it's not like, I don't want to say if it's not a good show, but if it's not a show that's suited to the weekly drop system, it's very likely that within a week people might not want to watch it again, or like might not have that same like desire to watch it again as they would if they were just binging episodes.
Yeah, that was the issue with Arrested Development seasons 1 and 3 when they were dropping weekly. It would have benefited a lot more from being able to have been binged.
Yeah.
But it's interesting because Netflix really brought about the dropping a season all at once thing, I think 2013 with House of Cards. Yeah. And they sort of made it very popular. And then other streaming services, specifically Disney Plus, actually started doing things weekly. And so now it's more and more the norm of other streaming services to do things weekly, including Netflix. I've seen a lot of shows on Netflix now being released weekly.
I'm going to say, I think now with like just the technology we have, I think weekly is much more viable for like production and for things like that, just because, or not production, for like companies, because like with cable being the main weekly before, like it wasn't just you had to get someone to watch a show every week. It was also you had to get someone to sit down at the same time every week to watch that show, which is like in and of itself difficult, not even just in like a motivation sense, but in like a scheduling sense, you know, like it was a hard thing. But like now, because streaming services are doing weekly drops, it's like, well, past episodes are still going to be there. So if you miss a week, it's not a big deal. And you can watch it at any time that week. Like you don't need to watch it exactly when it drops. So I think that is like nice. So I think that's really nice. And I think like weekly, I don't think weekly is going to go away anytime soon.
I also think weekly might be coming back because you need a lot less programming for it. Like
exactly. Yeah.
Just on like a content amount, you need less of it. Like Netflix didn't drop. I shouldn't even say that, but like Netflix wouldn't, like it's very infeasible to drop a season of TV show 365 days of the year. Whereas Disney Plus has sort of worked it out where they have one major TV show on their platform at a time being released weekly. And then they just have to like wait for that to come out.
It keeps like users coming back to your site to keep watching shows. So like,
as well,
it makes sense. So it's like great for them, I guess. But I do think like, I do think that like shows are, I don't want to like be mean, but like, I feel like it's harder to have good weekly shows than it is to have good bingeable shows, in a sense. Because I think bingeable shows are not easier. It's not harder, but I think bingeable shows are more intuitive as far as like the like stories, at least that I see going, or not stories, like the way that I see them being written. Whereas like,
yeah, if you know your show is going to be dropped all at once, you can plan each episode and write them so that there's a reason for someone to watch the next episode.
Exactly. Like, yeah.
There's a trend that some people have noticed where like these highly bingeable TV shows will have a question answered at the end of every episode, or not. They'll ask a question and they won't answer it until halfway through the episode, and then they'll leave you with a new question at the end of the episode.
Exactly.
So then okay, I have to watch the next one to find the answer to this question. But as a self-contained story, the episodes might not actually tell something. Like, they're just, like, shifted slightly in what the story they're telling is.
Yeah, okay, so that's, like, that's what I'm trying to say, and you said it much better than I did, so thank you. Where it's, like, bingeable TV shows to me, like, don't quite require you to write a full story within each episode, like you said earlier. Whereas like for me, like weekly drop TV shows, well, they might not require it. Like you can still have like, I'm sure there's examples that I can't think of off the top of my head right now, of like weekly TV shows that, you know, were cliffhanger at the end of them every time. But I think really, really good weekly TV shows have a story within each episode that contributes to a greater plot line, because I think that's kind of what lets people not only watch the episode every week, but like come back every week. Because like at some point I feel like it does get, I feel like audiences do get burnt out if there's too many cliffhangers that they just have to wait a week to see what happens.
Yeah, you don't see cliffhangers super frequently in older shows. You would see them at the end when they were like going to drop the last two or three episodes, or you see them in like mid-season finales. But it is an interesting thing about how the way you write a cliffhanger has now changed so that people will binge your show.
Yeah. Or like, and even like
the way you like
in, even if there was like a cliffhanger at the end of an episode in older TV shows, generally they still like closed off the TV show. Like there was still like a question answered at the end of it, even if there was like maybe a side cliffhanger that happened to get people to come back, because like they do get people to come back in general, but it never like was like, oh, the whole thing is still just a cliffhanger.
Yeah. One thing I do dislike about, maybe I shouldn't say dislike, I think one of the things that I find interesting is tone of seasons, and how like the tone of a season and like the tone of each specific episode can differ greatly. And I think in some cases, dropping it week by week obfuscates how different the tone of each episodes are to each other. And then in some cases, how binging all at once creates an environment where you don't need a consistent tone, because as long as it's generally the same enough of the time, you can just have one whole cohesive tone for a season.
Yeah.
This point is sort of, I don't have detailed thoughts about it, but I do think it's interesting how you can analyze episode tones versus season tones. And the two formats do treat how you go about them differently.
That's like very fair. Like I think binging shows, like it's more focused on like the story as a whole, and like people who like binge shows, like me too, like if I binge a show, it's really hard for me to tell like where episodes kind of break and like where episodes differentiate, even if like you said, like even if the episode tones are like different, it's still like if they're all the same story, like it's doesn't really like click as far as tone goes every time. Whereas like for when I like watch like shows that I really like weekly, I can like kind of, yes, there's like an overarching plot line, but like in my head, I still think of it as like separate stories within the same bigger story. Whereas like binging shows, it's like kind of like a thriller movie versus like, you know, a drama or something, if that makes sense.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. I think I have somewhat summed up my thoughts on this topic.
I don't think one is necessarily better than the other. I think shows should understand like which platform they're going on and like really utilize it, because like the shows that really utilize it, like those are the shows that people talk about constantly. Like Friends did weekly, and like everyone talks about Friends still to this day, you know? And like even Stranger Things, like even though we said like people don't really talk about seasons one or two anymore, like people still talk about Stranger Things as a TV show, you know?
Definitely.
And that's because Stranger Things is really bingeable, and like that they did that really well. So I just like, they're both different, but I think they're like both like very interesting as far as like the audience reaction goes and the way the show is like formed
and created. Yeah. I also definitely wonder how many, I do think it's interesting, because I have read interviews with like showrunners who actually aren't told whether they're going to get released weekly or dropped until like after the entire thing is wrapped up, which I think is interesting.
Oh, that is really interesting.
So it's also interesting, because like, do you think, well, I personally think that the creators should be told, because I think that does actually influence how you're going to make a show. But it is a question of, should creators be told, and should there be a noticeable difference in that case? Or are we just making up this big deal in our head slightly?
I think, like, okay, first of all, I think that they should be told simply because, like, it is their product. And they should know how it's like going to be distributed. But I also think that like, I personally think that like it would change. Like, I think that the show would change. And I think that things would be different just because, like, pacing. Like, pacing is the thing that needs to be thought about when you're going with, like, where beats are going to be. Like, if something's being binged, you can have the pacing be, like, a little bit faster, a little bit more, like, energetic. A little bit more, like, you know, like, plot point after plot point. Whereas, like, when things are weekly, like, it's better, it's not better, but it's also, like, easier to have a slower pace and, like, more downtime between things happening.
Yeah.
And so I think it will change things. And I don't think that's necessarily a bad thing. Like, I think that's just something that's, like, I think that's just something that comes with the medium. Because, like, when it comes down to it, like, a binge show is just, like, a different medium than a weekly show.
Yeah. I think that just about wraps up our thoughts on the episode. So thank you for listening, and I hope you catch the next episode next week. Bye.
Bye. This episode was hosted by Megan Agorthy and Phoebe Wang. Produced by Phoebe Wang, Dylan Mahoney, Megan Agorthy. Edited by Angela Marie Guevara, and executive produced by Anuradha Srikanth. Thank you for listening.